I'm telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames.
What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Thursday, everybody. We are in full countdown mode to November 5th. Finally, the end is in sight, but probably not. We'll probably be talking about the election and all kinds of things for a goodly amount of time afterwards because margins are razor thin. Folks, we got a great lineup today to talk about all of this and so much more. As you all know, if you've been listening in on Thursdays, I'm joined by a fantastic guest host. His name is Tom Paulsiewicz. He's a two-time candidate for the 5th Congressional District here in Wisconsin, a Navy veteran and a small businessman. Today, Tom and I are going to welcome John Burke back to the Maggie Dawn Show. John is the president of Trek Bicycles, considers himself an independent, has written 3 different books. We're going to have John come back in, talk to him about why he's endorsed and is voting for Kamala Harris and some of his thoughts about the biggest problems facing our country and what those solutions might look like. Today on Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, we've got Wendy Lee, a sociologist and fellow at the SNF Agora Institute at Johns Hopkins University. She studies the careers and social networks of policy professionals. I mean, super fascinating. Can't wait to ask Wendy, like, how did we get here? How much does social media matter? Why is all of this happening? Maybe Wendy can enlighten us all. And of course, it is Thursday, so at 3:30, we're going to have Dr. Kristen Lierley, candidate for the 8th Congressional District, wondering what she might have to say about Donald Trump basically insulting everybody from the 8th Congressional District and especially people from Green Bay. We'll check in with Dr. Kristen at 3:30. So don't go anywhere. We got a full lineup for you. And of course, everybody, Civic Media is going to have you covered on election night. We're going to have special election night coverage. Schedule it in. Come join us. We're going to have Todd Alba, Pat Kreitlow, a whole lineup of special guests, our political editor, Dan Schaefer. I'll be giving some commentary discussing maybe what we're seeing happening with the counting of votes. I know a couple of 2-3 things about that. Dom Salvia might pop in. Jane, Greg, Earl Ingram, the whole Civic Media family is going to be there. Don't miss that special coverage on election night. But Tom Paulsiewicz, it's great to have you back. Thank you so much for being here.
And great to be here. And I think a few things happened over the last week since I was here.
I feel like you and I need to come on like every other day because we just can't keep up with the news cycle.
Yes.
And listen, the show's been so packed, Tom, that listeners, you folks out there haven't gotten as much of a chance to chime in as I would like you to. So I talked with Tom earlier today. What we decided is we're going to share some sound with you. I want to ask Tom, check in with him, what he thinks of all of these developments. It seems like an entire lifetime has passed since that insane rally at Madison Square Garden. Of course, the vice president's closing argument at the Ellipse, incredibly poignant. But what Tom and I would like to do today is check in with all of you. How are you doing? What is your reaction to some of these last minute run to the finish line developments? Of course, we want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But Tom, let's kick it off maybe with a little bit of sound since, you know, things are complicated these days.
Yes, they are.
Let's see. Cardi, do we have the straight up sound of Donald Trump telling women he doesn't really care about whether or not we like things or want them? This is not a numbered cut. This is for the in and outros. If you don't have that right away, let's take a listen. This is Charlie Kirk. This is going to be cut number one on Megyn Kelly's new podcast since her effort to be sort of agnostic on NBC crashed and burned like a huge dumpster fire. Let's take a listen to what Charlie Kirk had to say.
And she needs people to basically lie to their husbands, which they are promoting, by the way, which I find that entire advertising campaign so repulsive. It is so disastrous. It is just like it is the embodiment of the downfall of the American family. I think it's so gross. I think it's so just nauseating where this wife is wearing the, you'll show it, wearing the American hat. She's coming in with her sweet husband who probably works his tail off to make sure that she can go, you know, and have a nice life and provide for the family. And then she lies to him saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for Trump. And then she votes for Kamala Harris as her little secret in the voting booth. Kamala Harris and her team believe that there will be millions of women that undermine their husbands and do so in a way that it's not detectable in the polling.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Where to even start with that? Cardi, give me a thumbs up if and when you got the Trump. All right, let's listen to Trump addressing women's concerns yesterday in Green Bay.
They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say, pay these guys a lot of money. Can you believe it? I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not.
Tom, you're not a woman, but you're a man that loves women. Your thoughts?
Yes. The level of misogyny is, you know, it's palpable. You can see it. You can hear it. I think the bigger issue, though, is that the expectation is there are a whole bunch of people out there who are second-class citizens.
Mm.
And if you are not a male, you are not at the pinnacle of the process, you're secondary. And when you think about that, how long have people been fighting for the rights of basically becoming a white male?
God, yes.
If forever, right? And here's a party that wants to take us right back to where we were. Instead of having diversity of thought, having inclusion, having equity across the board, and really making a better society because we have other people's inputs than we would normally get. But the starting point is this is the way we do it, and you're a second-class citizen, and you should know your place.
Yeah, and the idea that having a different political opinion from your husband is somehow anti-Christian. Earlier this week, yes. I had cuts from Pastor Joel Webbin, and this has been said across the Theobro right Christian nationalist blogosphere, podosphere about the 19th Amendment was a mistake. The husband should cast a vote for a household. The idea that political disagreement with anybody in your family or your husband, if you're a woman, is somehow, again, anti-Christian or inappropriate or that it undermines your family in some kind of way is frankly not just insulting. I start to look at it as a sort of thinking pathology. Like if you buy into that.
Yes.
If you can't even tolerate a bit of good fit amongst a person that you love and you've committed your life to be together, that you can't have disagreement in a household, that is exactly, I think, what you're saying, but almost more pernicious, more frightening. If you can't tolerate it amongst your partner for life and somebody you love, what are you saying isn't tolerable in a democracy? It's like, nobody gets to
democracy,
disagree.
Yeah, democracy is not right. And, you know, I think the other thing that Charlie Kirk alluded to was that in return for taking care of you, you owe me your vote. And I got to tell you, I was knocking on doors last weekend and I went to this one house and this guy was working on his motorcycle with his buddy. And I said, you know, hey, just checking in, making sure everybody had a plan to vote. And he goes, yeah. I voted, my wife voted, we're on the opposite sides, we cancel each other out, but we're good with that.
Oh.
And I walked away going, that's the way it's supposed to work.
Absolutely.
It's like people who love each other understand each other, but still take the actions necessary and not try to change the other person.
Not try to change. I mean, I might try to convince my partner.
Oh,
right?
All day long, I'd be convincing. Yes.
Right. And have the argument and discussion and be heated about it. And it's because you respect your partner, be she a man or a woman or a they, right? Like you respect your partner. So we're going to exchange these ideas. We're going to have these difficult conversations. Yes. Yeah. The part of that where he's off providing for the wife, as if like she doesn't know any better. And
well, not just not know any better, not deserve that vote because she's not participating.
And the third take on that is I'm providing for you and transactionally, therefore, you owe me this, right? You owe deference and subservience, which speaks to, I mean, we could go off about just that from Charlie Kirk for 2 hours because it speaks to like let's say you are a stay-at-home mom or wife, and your husband is the primary breadwinner. Guess what? Your labor is just as valuable. It's simply unpaid, which is such a problem in our culture. But it's like, what are you even talking about? Maybe he should acquiesce to her perspective, since she's the one getting all the stuff done for the family,
it's
and all he does is generate
job,
a pet.
Right?
Yes,
yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, there were plenty of times, because, you know, we have three kids. My wife and I have three kids, and there were plenty of times when she was out of the workforce taking care of the children, and I looked at that job and went, I don't want to do that job. That sounds
so
it was
hard,
an extremely difficult job, and she did it so well, and with such grace. She deserved to have that vote sometimes more than I did. But when you look at this other party and they're saying, you know, this is where we need to go back to, it makes all the sense in the world that the Democrats are saying we're not going back.
Well,
we're just not going
how
back.
How can it? Literally, we would have to repeal the 19th Amendment. Like,
yes.
Oh, fair. It's equal pay for equal work. No, that's not actually a thing.
Wait, Maggie, we'd have to start removing rights that people have. Wait, I'm not sure that. Yes.
That's happened. Folks, my special guest host this afternoon is Tom Paulswitz, two-time congressional candidate in the 5th CD. We want to hear from you. How are you doing? What do you think about all these crazy happenings? I got some sound coming up, Tom, after we come back after these brief messages. Something about garbage. I don't know. We'll check in on that. Folks, we absolutely want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. My name's Maggie Dawn. He's Tom Paulswitz. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back in just a moment.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they